It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior because I'm on the grill, B?
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
This is the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network, part of the Cumulus Broadcasting System. We are at a appliance megastore today in Grand Rapids that we're broadcasting from, but we've got a lot of great stuff we're going to be talking about with all the tools and equipment that you can put on your back deck and in your kitchen to just ramp up your grilling and backyard experience. We're going to talk with our friends from Frankenmuth Brewery. Jeff Kuhn is going to be with us today. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Hey, everybody out there in grill world. It is the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and we are happy to be broadcasting today. It's a Saturday in Michigan, and I've already got my smoker fired up, and Jop actually helped me get some butts going this morning. We've got a little tale for you there.
Yeah.
But I am the original Infraredneck. Thank you for joining us. We have a great show planned for you. We're going to talk with Jeff Kuhn, who's one of the best brewers in America, and it's proven with awards and trophies. But we're going to talk about that voodoo that you do.
Yeah, exactly. And so I roll up this morning to Bob's place like I do every Saturday morning, and we hook up a couple hours before the show to make sure we're ready. And I get a little surprise this morning. Bob comes out on the front deck in his skivvies and looks at me over the rail, and he says, "I just woke up. We're in trouble." And I said, no, you're in trouble. I'm just fine. So then he proceeds to tell me, "Well, hey, I got to do this graduation party today for my son," which I know about. And he goes, "But we got to get these butts on the grill before we go." So show prep was a little different today. But nonetheless, that's what grilling guys do. You adapt when you've got something going on and you've got a party coming. Figure out what you're going to do.
Yeah, and anybody who's thrown a graduation party, you know why it's so easy to oversleep and this kind of stuff, because you're going around the clock for 2 or 3 weeks before the event comes.
Yeah, Bob the grilling guy became Bob the tile guy and Bob the trim guy, and you're painting this and touching that up. And, I mean, it's nothing any of us wouldn't do if you've got, 150 people coming over to your house. But
and that's just my children.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But
Anyway, that's life as a grilling guy, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. So we'll finish that story a little bit later in the show. But
You can tell them I'm sitting here with my hand in my lap.
Yeah, we'll do that. But I think right now, I think we're going to go to our friend Jeff over at Frankenmuth Brewery. Jeff, are you out there?
I am out there.
Hey, good to hear from you.
It's good to Jeff, be heard from. Long day yesterday, but that's just the way it goes in the beer business.
Yeah, that's right, dude. How are you this morning? It's good to talk to you. We were having a little bit of fun talking about your event. Now you're in Toledo, actually.
I'm actually in Frankenmuth, but yes, our beer is
Toledo. You made it back from Toledo yesterday then. All right.
I did. I actually had to swing through Columbus.
Yeah, that's right on the way.
Story.
Well, Frankenmuth Brewery is the oldest brewery in Michigan and one of the oldest in the country, established in 1862, as it says right on your Gothic logo. You have a new beer that you just came up with. Is that anything you want to talk about over the air now that I've queued it up?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, you just came up with a brand new brew that is not in bottles, you can get
in
your tap room.
Actually, it's not even released yet.
Okay, so we're not going to talk about that. Let's talk about Oktoberfest, the Michigan Beer Celebration.
Yeah, that's a sweet event. We're really excited about that. July the 21st, it's a one-day event, and what we're doing with this is we decided that it was kind of a neat idea to maybe bring together the Michigan breweries and have them showcase their Oktoberfest beer. I mean, they can bring other beer as well, and we're definitely allowing that, but There's always this buzz as you get close to August, September, October about Oktoberfest beers, and so we've been in contact with the Michigan breweries as well as others. But we really like to showcase Michigan because, hey, we're in Michigan and we love Michigan beer. We produce Michigan beer, and so we've invited them to come. And it's going to be a 1-day event at the pavilion here, right in Frankenmuth, the Harvey Kern Pavilion. And the neat thing is that you'll be able to come in and just sample these beers from these different breweries, you know. And the goal here is that we want to showcase the Oktoberfest because it's a pretty sweet style and my favorite, obviously. But and there are some great ones that are made around the state and around the country, you know, for that matter. And so that's really what it's about, is allowing the Michigan breweries an opportunity to kind of showcase that beer as well as some of their other beers. And so it's something we're really excited about.
Okay, if you just stumbled onto this channel, it's the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and we're talking with Jeff Kuhn, the master brewer for Frankenmuth Brewery in Frankenmuth, Michigan, established in 1862. I think you were like the second employee there, weren't you?
Yes, absolutely, I was. I feel like it some days.
Yeah. You've been brewing for like 30-some years?
Who's counting, but it was 40 in April, you know?
Wow. And you're only 43. That's almost illegal.
Well, they do call it the mother's milk of men.
Okay, and we're talking about...
kind of illegal at that time.
And we're talking about July 21st. Put this down in your calendars, folks. This place, if you've never been to Frankenmuth, Michigan, you'll want to get to this event. Not only can you go to one of the best breweries in North America, but you can go to an event that's going to have a bunch of other stellar brewers there. Can you mention any of the folks that have committed to attend to that, the top of your mind right now?
You know, I had a feeling you're going to ask me that, and right this second, I cannot.
That's okay.
I've been so focused on the beer itself and what we're doing in the brewery, so I apologize.
That's okay.
But
you've got a mess of brewers showing up.
Website, if you go to our website, there's information on it, frankenmuthbrewery.com, and you can find that event.
Yeah, well, we're awful excited about that event, and we're hoping to be able to attend that if time permits, because it's always fun to go over to Frankenmuth.
Absolutely.
So listen, Jeffrey.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Say hi to Chuck and Joseph and everybody over there, and keep making beer, man. We're running out.
Hey, no problem. You got to get here so we can load you back up again.
On my way, baby. You're going to see me darken your door on Tuesday. We'll talk about that later.
All right. Thanks so much, Jeff Kuhn.
All right. Take care. Right,
this guy, that Jeff Kuhn, can make some beer. That
40 years as a brewer is an amazing thing. You know, people that do anything for 40 years usually pretty much got it down, you know, and that's it. He makes some just incredible beer over there. He made some anniversary stuff. They were nice enough to give you and I each a bottle of that, and it's almost a collector's item.
I told him yesterday, I've got my beer snob brother-in-law coming over, and he and I have been beer snobs since before it was popular.
Right.
And I'm so tempted tonight, after the graduation party is well underway and the kids are gone, to tap that bottle, but then I won't have it.
Right, exactly. You won't have the collector's item anymore. But, hey, coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk a little bit about how to pick the right grill, and we're going to break this down throughout the show. We're going to start with quality, how to pick the right grill, and why quality is important. We're going to talk a little bit about some Asian grilled tuna. And again, we really like to welcome our affiliates in Flint, 1330 and 1570, both of those in Flint. It's going to be a great day to get out in your backyard, fire up that grill. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.